Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to episode 74 of the Calypso Cigar Review Podcast. I am Brandon Luna.
I'm Randy Rankin, and we are joined by
Cornelius.
Special guest, Brian Holdsworth.
Don't call me Brian, call me Cornelius Holdsworth.
And we're doing something fun today. We got guys from Blind Man's Puff back on the show for one of those fancy schmancy blind reviews. Let's see what we have with us today. We have Aaron Loomis from Blind Man's Puff. Say hello, Aaron.
Hi.
Emmett Malone from Blind Man's Puff. Say hello, Emmett.
Howdy-ho.
We have Craig Myers from all the way from Canada from Blind Man's Puff. Say hello, Craig.
Hey, guys. Craig, how's it going?
There we go. Oh, okay. Now
do they have internet in Canada?
Yeah, they have internet. Okay. Apparently it's really slow, though. Okay. And Milton Johnson.
Yeah.
Also with Blind Man's Puff, but he is smoking a different cigar, apparently.
Hoo-ah.
So this is number 0147. And Aaron, I'm going to ask, what is this cigar?
I forgot.
You forgot, okay. Yeah. At least tell us about the size.
It is a Robusto.
Okay.
What, 5x50, what?
5x50, 52, what?
5x52.
Okay. Okay. That's all we know. Visually, what do you guys think so far of the cigar?
Don't all speak at once.
Yeah, go for it.
Not uniform, so it doesn't look like it was painted. It's not an absolutely flawless surface, and whenever you have larger veins like that, you're going to have more flavor. I would say this would be along the lines of like a Viaje or, you know, not one of the mass produced cigars, but that's just off of first glance.
Yeah, it is very bumpy.
Very rustic, as we like to use that term.
Smelly, though. Got
a nice footnote.
It's like kind of a, to me, it's like a little bit sweet, a little bit of barnyard. What are you guys getting on the footnote?
I get a whole ton of leather from the wrapper.
And we're going to cut with our Altidus.
I'm getting cardboard.
Cigar scissor?
Cardboard?
Yep.
I'm going to respond to San Anigavito. I got to get our sponsorship.
In my Humi. Yep. It's been there for a while.
I really like the band. It's a high quality band. it almost looks handwritten, which
yeah,
is cool.
Nice personal touch. Mine's got a weird like jet coming out of the foot, like almost a piece of the filler didn't get right, so it looks kind of funky.
A cold draw with a little chocolatiness to it.
Mm-hmm. So is it like? Do you think it looks
really
like a stem
hard,
or something?
Like,
no, it just looks like it was kind of an uneven cut.
Oh, okay, gotcha. What were you saying, Craig?
I find it really hard. Like, there's no give to it. It's very solid.
Yeah, it is very solid, but I've actually got a little bit of a void right at where the band is. So we'll see how it goes. I haven't lit mine yet. I'm going to go ahead and give mine a light with my Zycar Fancy Schmancy, whatever the hell.
Hey, they're not a sponsor.
I know. I'm hoping they will be, though. I'm going to keep saying Zycar.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Paris Hilton. So you guys already lit up? What you getting so far?
It's still early.
Well, I'm not hearing anybody.
All right. I got a good light.
Because nobody's talking.
Yeah. This is a talk show. We have to talk.
It's a very peppery retrohale. Yeah, very peppery so far off bat.
Yeah.
If we were going to compare definitely this to titties, I would say turn it off like a Sofia Vergara. Silky. A little bounce. I like them.
You're not even smoking the same cigar.
I know. He's not going
to. It's delicious.
This is more of a Juliet Lewis kind of flat.
No, it's not flat.
No, it's not. It's not flat. I was just going the opposite direction.
My nose is still burning.
Yeah, it's very strong. The retrohale is pretty pronounced.
Pretty and spicy.
It does have that Viaje kind of taste to it.
Reform opinions already, people. We're saying Viaje. I'm getting a little bitterness from it, but yeah. There is definitely a definitive leather and spice flavor.
Yeah.
Well, the cold roll had
definitely
cocoa,
get the leather.
Sure.
You're getting the leather?
Mm-hmm. So, draws really tight.
The mouth finish is really nice, though. It's got a long finish on it, but it's tasty.
Oh, my draw's fantastic. I'm getting a lot of smoke out of it.
Yeah, my draw's wide open.
Yeah, my draw's right where I like it.
That just tells you it might be a Viaje because the consistency thing.
Yeah, there you go.
Ever? Really?
Great flavor.
Yeah.
Great flavor.
They'll have a lot of flavor.
Mad flavor.
Yeah.
They do well with a lot of rest. Yeah. I had some Viaje zombie super shots, which I really didn't like when I first got them, and now they're smoking great.
And this is very similar to that Viaje Red Label. That red, what it was called, the Red Dot, Red Label, something.
All right, so we got some people here going to the show, the big show, IPCPR show. And what are you guys looking forward to at the show? Any particular things that you're just like super psyched for?
I want to see what's up with the new Tatuaje Monsters. I want to see if they have, you know, because nobody's seen a picture of the one that's supposed to come out this year, but Pete Johnson Instagrammed that one from the one that's supposed to come out next year, so that'll be interesting.
So we have a tat whore. What else?
Yeah, I'm not ashamed.
I'm a tat whore, too. I like tats.
I'm right there with them, and I love love my tats.
Did you guys get the Pudgy Monster box already? Yes, no, maybe? Pudgies?
I didn't get one yet. I still have no, the box of little monsters, so I figured I didn't
That shit's going to be up in value. I mean, Pete Johnson's creating a baseball card empire here. I mean, you got a couple boxes of those, you know, monsters from years past. They're going for big bucks right now.
With the cards in them and stuff, yeah. People are looking for those cards, too. They collect the cards and stuff. It's pretty crazy. There was cards in the first set when they first came out. How many did, how many had the cards? Do you guys remember?
No.
No. They had like a something like that. But those are pretty hard to find. They're pretty hard to come by now. I still see those occasionally, though, those sets of the original little little monsters. But, yeah.
Well, let's ask Brandon, since he's on the show, anything new with House of Emilio at the show this year that you can talk about?
Nomad's got a new S. I think it's the 227. If you like the S307, this is going to be a darker, more full-bodied version. I smoked it. It's absolutely delicious. Then Guayacan's got Sabor de Esteli and like another one. There's a couple of them I don't really know if I'm allowed to say yet.
Okay.
But I know the others. Stevia Cidron's got a new one coming out. Looks real interesting. It's called Carnival. Something I love about Steve's stuff is that the marketing behind it is great and the cigars are top-notch. So, I mean, because let's be honest, you can have the best cigar in the world, but if it doesn't look like someone wants to smoke it, it's going to sit on the shelf till it's clearance.
Right. Very true, very true.
Yeah, there's just been a ton of news that's just been pouring out the last 2 weeks about all the new stuff that's going to be coming out. So.
Yeah, I'm just excited to go to the show. It's going to be my first time going, and it's I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure it's going to be a lot of work, but it's also going to be a lot of fun, for sure.
Yeah.
And I've gotten like 10 party invites already, so I think that's grown to like 12.
Toga. Hey, Blind Man's Puff, if you're going, Saturday night, Binion's Rooftop Toga Party.
Yeah.
It's going to be off the chain.
We will be there.
You will?
We will.
All right, sweet.
You got
with the bald man.
You got a toga up?
I don't know if we are or not. It's up to, I think, each of us individually, but
I've got my toga.
I mean, come on. Every single hotel room has sheets, right?
So. Yeah, true. Pull the bed sheets.
But you have to remember that Binion's is downtown, so it's a long way from your hotel. Well, it's a long way from our hotel, so things can get out of hand pretty quick.
Especially in Vegas.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Vegas since I was a kid, since I was like not even supposed to gamble. So
what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's been that long for me.
I love Vegas.
So, Brandon, are togas like kilts?
The one I have is a sport toga. You might call it an evening skirt, but it's going to be hot, and you know what? I don't want to chafe, so I figure I need something I could do a couple of these and get a little air up on the boys.
Gotcha.
Gold bond powder.
Gold bond powder is, for the win. Yeah. I learned about gold bond powder when I went to Florida. You got to use it there.
So what are you guys getting here? How's your burn? Are you guys running an even keel on these sticks? Or
my burn's a little off, but it's got a good ash. It's holding its ash.
My ash is flowering, and the burn is a little off.
Yeah,
and it's been consistent so far. It hasn't made any changes.
I'm starting to pick up like a dark
rye bread
kind of flavor.
A dark what?
Rye bread.
A rye bread flavor?
Hmm. So like a toasty?
Toastiness, huh?
Yeah.
It's definitely smoothed out a little bit.
Mine's
on the retro. What was that, Craig?
Mine's like yours, Brendan. Mine's like yours. It's got a little uneven burn, flaky ash, and it's got that silkiness to it, but it's burning really hot. I don't know if anybody else noticed that.
Mine is burning hot, too.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to burn fast, but we'll see. But so far, I'm definitely enjoying it. I would say it's medium to full at this point, as far as the body of it. Flavor is definitely up there.
Yeah,
a lot of flavor.
A lot of flavor. Lots of flavor.
Any guesses yet beyond the Biaje side of things from anybody?
Nothing yet.
Okay, so I got a question for you for the last year IPCPR guys. What was the best thing about the show for you last year? Was it the actual show and me and all the guys, or was it the parties?
For me, it was the show itself. I mean, because we were, the site was like 5 months old, I think, at the time we went. And, we were really just trying to get our name out there. And I have to say, everybody that we actually got a chance to talk to was super welcoming to us. And, some of them had heard about the site and they liked it and they told us that. And then some we got to talk about the site and they seemed to be genuinely interested in it. So we were just kind of really surprised at how well we were received by everybody and how friendly everybody is. I know that they're trying to do business with retailers, but they definitely took the time to talk with us for the most part.
That's cool. How about you, Emmett?
Did you go last year? I only went to one party, so I didn't really go crazy last year. But I'm on my own this year, so we'll see.
Yeah, this year.
Just so you know, this video will be out before you actually go, so you might want to revise that statement.
Yeah, if you go and look at the pics, they're not
going to
be there.
I'm going to go ahead and ask.
But the show really was awesome.
Yeah, the ash is looking like it's getting ready to flake off there. Mine is a... You got a nice little...
What's it called?
You got a peak?
Peak, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Mine's burning exceptionally slow. Delicious.
Because you're sipping it.
No, I'm not. No? I smoke like a man.
So none of you said party. That's really disheartening.
There were some great ass.
I just used my draw tool.
Oh, did you really? You had to use your draw tool to open it up?
Yeah, I used my draw tool to open it up, and it's smoking a lot better now.
Okay.
It sounded more and more Viaje-like every time someone says something.
Yeah. It does.
Last year at one of the parties, I had about 8 double bourbon Manhattans, so I think we can all guess where I was at this point. And
Vegas.
In Vegas.
No, by the way,
so I walked up.
Huh? I was guessing where you were.
Yeah. Okay. I was on the Binion's rooftop because that's where the toga party is every year that they do it in Vegas.
Was it the Votto party?
Huh?
The Votto party?
Yeah, the Vottos.
Hello. I was there.
Oh, you were there? Please forgive me for jumping in front of you every time I wanted a double bourbon Manhattan, because I pissed everybody off. What are y'all going to do? What you going to do? I was so drunk. And there was a really very attractive lady there with dudes, and I didn't know if she was married or not, but all my friends kept going up, and I thought they were hitting on this woman. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I'm going to show these bitches how it's done in Texas, right? So I walk up to this woman, and I go, hello. And she looks at me and she goes, what the fuck do you want? And I said, I'm a girl Fuente. And she looked at me and she goes, go fuck yourself. Are we allowed to talk like that?
Yeah. Okay.
And I started laughing and she started laughing with me. And the next thing I know, she's at my booth the next morning when I was with the last company. And she walks up and a little lady who's a secretary who just took all the orders is standing there. And the woman comes up and she goes, Mr. Fuente, can I speak to you very quickly? And I'm so hungover. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Crap. I walk over and I go, yeah, Rosie, what can I do? She goes, would you please autograph my thigh or my breast? And all of a sudden, Anne, the lady that worked for me in the office, is like, Brandon, you stay away from her. You're a terrible person.
Oh, man.
I was expecting that story to go a different direction. I thought it was going to be one of the Fuente ladies that you were hitting on or something.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah.
Still a good story, though.
I would have been maced for something.
Right.
And I would have taken it like a man.
That wasn't even starting to hit again. Do it again. Yeah. It'd be the opposite. Tase me, bro. Tase me.
Kick me in the
jimmy. So you drink Manhattans?
You know, I've had people tell me that Manhattans are a sissy drink.
I've never had one, so I don't know, because of the cherry in it. Yeah.
Manhattan is a bourbon martini.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a man's drink from the word
I agree.
Go.
I never had one, but I...
What the hell's in it? I don't even know what's in it.
Bourbon.
And sweet vermouth.
Bourbon.
And a cherry. Okay. The cherry's like a breath mint.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
I like the Rusty Nail. It's a bourbon... I mean, it's a scotch and drambuie mix. Okay. That is
that
a nice...
where you took, like, two fingers?
No, that's something else. That's the shocker or something like that.
That's the rock and roll.
But if I'm going to mix whiskey, I like Rusty Nail better than Manhattan. I'm guessing because I've never had a Manhattan.
I prefer to not mix my whiskey or my scotch, but
Drambuie's got scotch in it. So
yeah, I'll try. I'll try anything once, drink-wise.
That's not what she said.
All right, so we're running about the first third here. Any last thoughts before we get to the review stage?
The burn's getting worse, but it still tastes really good. Definitely.
Mine's actually getting closer to correcting itself. It's still not perfect by any means.
I've been smoking this thing like a Brazilian hooker going down during World Cup. I mean, I've been going down on this thing and puffing the shit out of it. And look, it ain't gone nowhere, gentlemen.
That's a value stick right there, man.
That is a value stick.
That's right.
We'll tell you what it is at the end of the show.
Yes.
I have to agree with Emmett, though. It's getting the flavors are really good, but yeah. I keep drawing on this sucker, and the draw is just awful on it. Like, I can't get any traction on it. Even I got to puff like five or six times to get it going. Even after I poked it. Like, it's drawing okay. It's almost like nothing's coming through, though.
Yep, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's gotten a little smoother, but it still has a lot of power and a lot of flavor.
Mine's loosening up.
Lots of leather.
It's actually getting like a little too loose, I think. But we'll see. All right, so we're going to take a little break. We'll come back for the second third of the mystery cigar, number 0147. All right, everybody, we're back for the second third of the mystery cigar, number 0147.
I'm in the half. I'm already half.
So just a little update for everybody. Craig is still having issues with his. He's had some draw issues and some burn issues, and I think it's just Canada. Let's see. Emmett, how's it going for
it's
you? Emmett seems
better.
To have what?
My
it's
burn's
getting
almost
better,
all
but
correct.
I put a hole right through it.
Oh, wow, look at that. Yep. Dang.
Look at that. Burn all
I put all right through it.
Yeah, mine's pretty much caught. I spoke too soon. It's got a big, giant little valley there.
Okay, let me tell you guys a little bit about what I do. I want to have fun, and I want to enjoy what I do. And I use the Facebook. I don't get to do so much with the Twitter because a lot of typing, and I don't have time for that. And but if you know, I don't know if you can see any of my videos. If you go way back to the beginning, you'll see the story of the GWT. I think it won an Academy Award or something. And pay attention. Watch it through. Because I've got the soundtrack from Conan on there, which means it's serious.
He's pretty close to an EGOT at this point.
Yeah, if that means awesome, bam.
And he's my mentor, so I'll be
how
awesome.
How do you spell your last name?
It's Brandon Cornelius Holsworth, Holzworth. But you have to have the Cornelius in there. You get my family page. And I don't ever post anything on that because my mother-in-law ruins everything. I'm serious.
Sounds like the story of every man ever that's married.
She, like, calls me when I'm, like, you know, taking care of my man business.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking call me.
Like, I'm masturbating here. What the hell are you doing calling me right now?
Sometimes
taking care of my man business.
When I'm talking to her, though.
You don't have to answer the phone, you know. You can just let it go.
I'm into some sick shit. I ate dinner with no shirt on.
That is sick. What are you?
Yeah. I'm from Ohio.
And that's at Benihana's.
Oh, I like it. I like
every once in a while they miss.
I also eat shrimp on your nipples, right?
I'm going to catch a shrimp with my titties.
Flap.
Damn.
That just happened. You pop it up, catch it in your mouth. So overall, I mean, still very tasty cigar, just not the best burn. That's really about all I can say about it at this point. The draw is still very easy on it.
Yeah, I've had no draw problems at all tonight with the cigar.
Look at your, his ashes like
here's some curving. Funky.
My draw is still good. I'm starting to get some maybe espresso flavors in there, kind of spicy, dark, coffee-ish.
Yeah, it's a little coffee-ish.
Yeah, it's
if you let it sit in your mouth for a little bit before you blow it out, it's very spicy.
Yeah.
Let it sit in your mouth and stew. Let it stew in your mouth. Let that hot smoke stew in your mouth.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're never going to the movies again.
Yeah, the burn is just awful on that. Look at, I don't know if you can see that, but mine's got like a peak on it. I'm tempted to catch that up, but I don't want to put any flame to it, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, mine's see the same way. Out. Like, I got a step in mine.
Yep. So, okay, so if it's not Viaje, any other guesses? Anything?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to guess any of the blind reviews I've done so far, so I'm not even going to hazard one.
Okay, well, what about origin? You say Nicaragua, Honduras, Dominican, what?
I'd say Nicaraguan if I were to
bet. Yeah, Nicaragua with that spice. Although I've been surprised.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say Nicaraguan, but I'm gonna say maybe Honduras filler.
Does it ever trip you guys out that I know that tobacco comes in waves and flavors? Like Dominican was king for years and years and years, and now everybody that's putting out a cigar, it seems that it has San Andreas and Nicaragua.
Esteli.
Yeah. It's just you know. Exactly. When I was in Nicaragua in March, I saw tobacco in bales that was from Kazakhstan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I thought, how the hell are they growing tobacco in the middle of...
So
where the hell Kazakhstan is?
So,
yeah, where is Kazakhstan?
It kind of makes you wonder, because, I mean, it's a pretty tight-knit industry, and these guys got to talk. So do you think it's because, like, we have an abundance of this, let's do something with it as a whole? Like, maybe there's, like, a cigar mafia that all gets together and goes, we're going to do this now, guys. What do you think? And they'll be like, I got a shit ton of that, sure.
One of the stories I was told at IPCPR last year was that George Rico was out with a bunch of other owners, and he got a little drunk, and he told them what he was doing with his American Puro, and that's where
Kentucky Fire Spirit, yeah.
Pretty much everybody took his idea and ran with it.
Oh, wow.
And if he wouldn't have said anything, he would have owned the market.
Yeah, loose lips sink ships, that's for sure. Shouldn't have done that.
No, for sure. Look at that. That is flowering. Hardcore right
it
now.
It is.
It is straight up like a freaking bouquet right there.
It is. It's that time, Brandon. We are sponsored. We have
yes, we do. Slide. We are doing a Fernandez Sports Fiver right now with Randy Rankin.
Okay, so this is my one chance to talk sports with Craig and Aaron. last night was the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. I did not watch it. I usually do. But it got me to thinking because on Monday they did the annual Home Run Derby. What do you guys think of, first of all, of sports all-star games in general? And what about the night before, like the slam dunk contest and the home run derby and whatever they do in hockey? I mean, do you guys like that? Do you think it's too tricked up?
So, for me, I think baseball is the only legitimate all-star game.
I would agree.
Yeah.
The home run derby was a little different this year with the brackets, but it's... You know, previous years it's pretty much gone downhill because it's just and it's same thing this year. It's like a big commercial for Gatorade or whoever's sponsoring it.
Mm-hmm.
A few years, I think it was when they had the All-Star Game in Colorado. They had a skills competition where like they had different areas outlined on the field, and like you got a certain amount of points if you could put the ball into certain areas when you're hitting. I'd like to see more like base stealing competition or speed between base, like things like that where you have like skills.
Yeah, I remember that one in Colorado. That was cool because they actually did it was a 4-man team and you had a celebrity, a pro athlete that wasn't a baseball player, a retired baseball player, and a rookie. And it was different teams and Coster hit one out, Elway almost hit one out, John Elway almost hit one out. And but it was just like Aaron said, you got points based on where the ball landed, so it wasn't just about home runs. And I think that was a lot more interesting, like you said.
I'm more okay with the All-Star things when it's not the Olympics.
Yeah.
I think that's something that definitely needs to go away. It needs to be about, you know, new up-and-coming people, not everybody's best.
They do something in baseball and basketball on the Sunday before the All-Star game. called the Futures Game, which is kind of cool because it's people in AA or AAA that are very well touted, and they play them against each other, and that's kind of cool.
You know what I always liked was Brewster's.
Did
any of you guys ever see that?
Brewster's Millions.
That shit was
trying to have a serious sports seg. He's talking Brewster's Millions. No, I love it. John Candy was in it. How can I not like it? Great movie.
Randy, in hockey, they do something similar as well. They do first-year players, the rookies, versus the sophomores, the second-year players, the day before the All-Star game.
Yeah, and I bet that would be interesting. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Do you like the hockey All-Star game at all? That's the only time hockey has, like, actual goals scored, where it's like 9-7 and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like Aaron said, the only one that really has meaning, I find, is baseball, but that's because the winner gets the playoff game, right?
Well, they get the home field in the World Series, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas all the other ones is they put their skilled players in. Everybody's afraid to hit each other or bump in, cause an injury. So it's just an all-out offensive.
Yeah, and the NFL one's got to be the worst one, period.
Yeah.
It's not even fun.
You can't really hit the quarterback. You can't, it's just ridiculous.
And guys don't even want to go.
What's that?
Guys don't even want to go to it.
No, they don't. They only go because it's in Hawaii.
Yeah,
and plus,
it wasn't even in Hawaii last year, was it?
Yeah, those guys just don't want to get hurt.
Yeah,
before the Super Bowl, the guys that
I think they get like 10 grand for going, and that's not nothing to them. Mm. And then basketball's gotten horrible
too. And the NHL,
go ahead.
In the NHL, they actually suspend players if they don't show up to the All-Star game if they don't have an injury.
Oh wow!
Well, that's good. I mean, All-Star game is for the fans, and if you get it selected, you should go. But the funniest moment at an All-Star game, two of them, they involved the Cowboys. So Aaron, I don't even remember these stories since he's a Cowboys fan. Troy Aikman got fined for leaving the game in the third quarter one year because he was just bored and done, and he left. And then the next year was when Barry Switzer was coaching it, and he was caught eating hot dogs on the sideline, not even watching the game. You remember that, Aaron?
I do.
That's awesome.
But, I'm sorry, but last night was probably the first Major League Baseball All-Star game I haven't watched at least some of in about 10 years. So
it was actually a really good game.
Don't switch beers.
One he missed.
All right.
Who won?
The American.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
and that completes today's A.J. Fernandez Sports Fiber with Randy Rankin.
And Craig Myers and Malone and Aaron Loomis and Brandon Cornelius.
Cornelius.
Yeah, speaking of Cornelius, I had a comment about your middle name. It's a perfect middle name for you. And the only two creatures that could pull off Cornelius is that ape from Planet of the Apes and you.
The thing is that it's actually a family name.
Is it?
If you go back to the first Holdsworth that stepped foot on the American continent, it would have been my great six times whatever grandfather, Cornelius Montrose Holdsworth.
Nice.
And, he wasn't the greatest guy in the world, but he knew what he liked and he did what he wanted. America.
Well, there's something to be said for that.
There is something to be said for that. So, second, third, guys, this changed up on me. I don't know if you guys are getting anything different, but it's mellowed out a little bit.
Big time.
I'm getting some serious, like a nutty flavor, like an almondy nutty thing, and a lot of leather.
I'm getting cedary nuts.
Cedary nuts.
Cedary nuts is what
he's
getting.
He's getting wooden nuts.
He sat on a rocking chair for way too long.
I find it really silky smooth.
Yeah, it has really smoothed out. Yeah, and it's smoking really fast. I mean, I'm pretty much in the last third at this point.
Yeah.
And it's so hot, I had to put my draw tool in it so I can finish it.
Ah.
Jeez.
That's what she
Mine
said.
Mine was burning hot, but it stopped burning so hot.
That's the worst that what she said ever.
It was a pretty
so
bad
hot,
one.
I had to put my draw tool in it.
Yeah, that was a pretty bad one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just thinking hot
I
things were going into
it so
things.
Hard, it made it hot.
Do any of you guys watch 24?
No.
Yes, but I haven't seen the final episodes. I don't remember
it. Are you?
No, we have
me?
To talk 24. That's our deal.
Oh.
We have to talk it. We've got 11 weeks in a row.
We'll do it. We'll do it off after the thing. We'll do a 24 wrap up in the last third, guys. After we're done with the show, because we have to wrap it up. We've talked about every episode so far, so
we have to.
We got to finish it. And very sad to see it go. And hopefully it comes back. That's all I'll say at this point.
Yep, I agree. And for you guys who don't watch 24,
one more episode.
Talk.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
Why don't you watch 24? That's un-American.
I'm not American.
Okay, yeah,
but it's got Kiefer in it.
And he's Canadian. You got to support your Canadian brethren.
Oh, I love Kiefer as an actor, but I haven't seen the 24 series.
You haven't seen it at all?
No, I think I watched the first or second episode, and then I stopped watching it.
Oh, wow.
That's a great show. What the heck do you watch over there? Besides hockey.
Kids in the Hall.
True Blood.
Or whatever it's called.
True Blood.
What? True Blood.
True Blood.
Is that called Vampires and Boobs?
That's right.
Yep. I couldn't make it through that show, man. I tried several times to get through that show. Just couldn't do it. Too weird. For me.
There is a lot of nudity in it, though.
Which one's this?
There is.
True Blood.
True Blood.
Yeah, but it's Anne Paquin.
Yeah.
No, there's that other girl, Lizzie Kaplan or something, that's kind of hot.
Yeah, she's in that Masters of Sex, too.
That's why I like Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is awesome.
Okay, I tried to watch Game of Thrones.
Did you really?
Too much CGI, man. That was a beating. That was a beating. I got the first episode, and I started it, and it was like so much CGI. It was like, I am not watching this.
No, those cities are real.
I mean, I can go to nudography and find the stills of the nudity. I don't care about that. I wanted to see the show, see if it was any good.
We need to watch an episode, a full up. You know, you and I need to get together and watch a full episode. Give away anything. It's one of the greatest TV shows.
I love it. I think it's a great show.
I'm so anti-CGI. I can't do it.
That's why he watches.
One of the shows I really got into was Bitten this year.
Bitten? I don't even know what that is.
Werewolf.
Is that a werewolf thing? Bitten?
Yeah, it's based off of a book.
Okay. Bye.
Really good actors. A lot of information there.
I know.
He's waiting for the rest of it.
It's based on a book.
Yeah, it's based on a novel, a series of novels, and it actually was really well made. And I haven't read the books. My wife's going to read it, but apparently it's really close to what the books are, so the author was very proud of the TV series.
Well, that's good. That's pretty rare nowadays. I know the True Blood stuff is like way off the chains from what I understand from the books.
Yeah. I think the first season was close, and then after that it went off the rails.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too, yeah. All right, so any final thoughts before we close out the second third, guys?
I'm still wrestling.
Definitely picked up.
I've had to touch it up a couple times again.
Yeah, I'm still trying not to touch mine up. It's pretty much in the last third, and it's evened out, so I'm kind of giving it some time.
My burn's been fine.
But it's burning fast, but it's still very tasty.
Mine evened out after I touched it up.
Ah, gotcha.
I'm not going to be up here anymore.
No, neither am I.
It's still getting pretty hot.
Yeah. It's definitely not very tightly packed. It seems like it's very loose. All right, so we're going to take a break. We'll come back for the last third. We are back for the last third of the Mystery Cigar. And general consensus is it's burning quick and a little off.
Yeah.
We thought Viaje at the start, but we're not so sure now. Anybody have any other thoughts?
Just for the record, my cigar is not off. I know you guys are saying yours is off. Mine is not. Mine has been fine. So let's
mine is fine. Sold. Mine is fine now. It was off in the first third for the most part. I did have some flowering on the ash, but it's caught up and it's pretty nice right now.
The draw was a lot better in the last half than it was on the first half, but that's probably because I poked it so many times.
Poked a hole through it.
Yeah, true. Also, what I noticed on this too is, I don't know if you guys were getting this, but whenever I let the ash stay on the cigar, the smoke was really, it was like all coming from the back of the cigar. It wasn't traveling through the ash. It was just kind of all just bunched up right at the back of the cigar. It was just like this big plume of smoke coming out of that ash. Almost like the ash was dense, but it didn't seem like it was. It was odd.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
No, it's true.
I don't know. Whatever. speaking of ridiculous, I got to tell this funny story real quick.
And now it went out. Mine just went out.
Cigar Deep Nate, whom you guys have probably seen on the episode, or not seen, actually, but heard. He used the line a couple weeks ago in an episode that called retrohale. And I thought it was funny, so I've been kind of just using it to be silly. Well, so he said something yesterday, and he was about a cigar, and he was getting ready to cut it, and I said, hey, be sure you do the cold retrohale. And he's like, oh, yeah. So he did it, and he swears he gets something from it. I don't know. I haven't tried it yet. He swears he gets something from the cold retrohale.
I think if you cut it right and you breathe in deep enough, you might get a little bit in the nose if it's that taste. I think it had to be a really full-bodied cigar for that to actually B-something?
Old retro?
Yeah. I mean, you just taste it in your nose when you take like a real big suck off that cigar and you push it out.
With no smoke.
With no smoke.
He swears he gets something out of it. I don't know. So he said, you need to tell your customers about that. I'm like, I'm not going to because I don't like to sound insane.
Cold retrohale. It's a new thing. We're going to spread it around IPCPR.
Hashtag cold retrohale.
Right. Make sure you guys make sure your cigars have a good cold retrohale. I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So somebody, everybody try that some point this week and let me know on Facebook if you got anything from it.
Opus X. This cold retrohale is sick. No.
Randy's going to start a new trend.
This cold retrohale is flames.
Yep. That shit is flames. You're right.
Yep.
I should change my screen name on the forums to Cold Retro Hail.
Cold Retro Hail.
Do it.
Exactly.
And do like a little Rights Reserve thing next to it. We'll tell Nate. He'll be like, fuck! He'll be pissed about it. That was my thing!
Cold Retro Hail.
So has there been any cigars that you guys have picked up recently that you're just a big super-duper fan of?
Not recently. I've been moving, so when I moved out to the East Coast, I pretty much stuck to my tried-and-true tats.
That's all right, so we got two tats. Her Esteli Lancero, and that thing was way above my expectations.
Yeah, I liked that a lot.
Which one?
The Herrera Esteli Lancero.
I still have not had one. Hopefully I will.
We're going to review it.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I love Lanceros. I just wish they sold.
You know, we actually have a decent Lancero following here because we push them, I guess. But
we like that Ortega Series D Lancero. Yeah, that was a good Lancero.
You know, and for the price, we leave a V Lancero. Or no, the K&F Lancero.
K&F Lancero is awesome.
Very great.
Is that true that the K&F's going away? The K&F Lancero?
It was because they ran out of tubes, but I think it's going to be an Atlantic cigar exclusive now because they started selling them without tubes or packaging. So.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of the Lanceros. I find them too small a ring gauge and they smoke too quick.
Maybe you just suck at smoking Lanceros.
Maybe I suck too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be your Die Hard movie. Suck hard.
So we're talking about new cigars. It's not necessarily a new cigar, but I brought a Por Larañaga Encantos to a Reddit herf from. It was from 2010. That cigar is freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, I like the Por Larañagas. Those are good. You said you had a Fausto, which is a lower, kind of a middle-end Tatuaje product, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a tat whore by any means. I mean, I love and respect Pete and what he's done for our industry, you know, but there are some really great sticks that he has. Fausto,
I thought was great.
Another one, Spence's new line, Cubanacon. You guys try
that? I've heard of it. I haven't heard of it.
No, I haven't had that.
There's some really great stuff. They do some great work with the tobacco over there.
You know, I really liked it, and I'm not going to piss off all the boutique people, but I liked that Monte Cristo Espada. That was a very good smoke.
Yeah, it was tasty. It was surprising.
It's their first Nicaraguan Monte Cristo. It's a really good cigar. Well, Nate's already bought like three.
The Davidoff Nicaragua.
I haven't had that one yet.
Yeah, I haven't had that either.
I don't care for Davidoff. You know, much love, much respect. The Nicaraguan Davidoff, I thought, was far superior to anything else I've had from them.
Mm. You guys like that one, right?
Yeah. That was in our top 25 last year. That's really good. Price sucks, but what are you going to do? It's a great cigar.
We haven't reviewed it, but I like that Villiger Trill. That's a very good cigar. You know, if you ask Matt his favorite cigar, new cigar they started this year, it would be the Guaycon. That's what he's smoking the most of.
That's a great stick, man. It's a good price.
He was smoking the Oja. Now, because it's a year, he's smoking the Guaycon. Bastard. Bastard.
Yeah, you know. Tastes change.
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah.
So what's going on in the world of Blind Man's Puff? What have you guys reviewed recently?
You guys blow Twitter up like nothing I've ever seen. I don't know if one of you guys is tweeting and everybody else is just, you know, repeating it.
Retweeting and stuff.
Every time I get on there, it's like Blind Man's Puff. And I'm like, man, these guys own Twitter.
They're all over Facebook and email, too.
Yep.
Yeah, we've been doing.
I had to delete like four emails from you guys today.
I don't think that's possible.
We got to get our name out there.
He's like, send Randy more emails.
I didn't.
I think we just posted.
At least open them first.
What was it, Rodrigo cigar today, Aaron?
Yeah, the Rodrigo boutique.
Which one was it? Because that's one of mine. Was it La Fortaleza?
No, the boutique. The boutique blend.
La Fortaleza for me, man. That's my jam right there. I mean, I'm not a huge Dominican guy, but if you're looking for a Maduro that has elegance, I'm not a selling point, you know what I mean, but shameless self-promotion. But Rodrigo does have some good stuff. What did you guys think about it? Be honest, not just because I'm here.
I wasn't on that one, but it scored, was it 91?
He got an 89.
89?
Nope.
Now, when you guys say 89, does that mean he's just not advertising enough with you?
they don't know if they're advertising or not.
Yeah, that's 89 right. Usually means blind. You need to buy a full-page ad.
You got to remember, they're smoking these things blind. They have no idea what they're smoking.
Yeah.
That's why they're only reviewed that I even care about other than ours. Because I respect their means.
Aw. Love moment.
Well, we have a whole lot of Emilio stuff going on because Gary sent us 19 different cigars to review.
Yeah, we've still got a good size.
Uncle Gary's brought you guys up in conversation with me 2 or 3 times.
Oh, really?
He brought us up?
Wait, who are you?
He used to comment on all our videos. Now he doesn't do it anymore.
No, but, I'll be honest, man. Gary's, I think, close to 111 years old now. But the man is on top of his game like nobody's business. And
he's a vampire.
All the review guys, I mean, honestly, he's just, he's the best I've ever had.
Yeah.
I mean, I love him.
He's really big social media.
Yeah, he's big, big social media guy.
I'll tell you one thing. He has a master's degree in theology. Don't ever drink rum with him. He'll either come out a Scientologist or a Mormon by the time you're done.
Good note for this weekend coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys are getting down there Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Saturday through Tuesday or Wednesday?
We'll be Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll leave Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
I'm taking off Tuesday.
You're staying through Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm staying through. I'll be leaving Wednesday evening late.
Well, let's meet up and have a drink, man. Drink all that much.
Or that he doesn't drink all that
or
much.
Or that he don't drink all
we'll
that
definitely
much.
See you Saturday at the party, and then we'll stop by the booth on Sunday for sure.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That floor looks very intimidating to me as far as how many freaking different places there are to visit. So.
You know what's crazy about it is, as on the rep side, when you have Texas, you've got a 45-minute to 9-hour drive to your customers.
Mm.
And when you start walking up and you're just so appreciative of the fact you didn't drive 9 hours to see them, I start telling people I love them. You'd think I was drunk on the floor because I'm like, come on, lock it up, man. I love you. Or I love not driving to you.
Nice. Maybe next year I'll be there.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. You never know. Hopefully by then they'll be at the new store and, there'll be more people working there and we'll be able to get you some time to go. That'd be awesome.
I'm hoping to convince my wife to let me go one of these times.
That would be awesome, man. Wait, so you went to Cuba and you didn't come back with anything? Is that true?
No, I haven't gone back to Cuba since the last trip.
Oh, okay. I thought you went again.
Now he's
We were supposed to go. Yeah, we were supposed to go this year, but because of the move, we can't afford it this year.
Hmm. Gotcha. I am at the nubbing point of this cigar.
Instead of saying you can't afford it, always use George Sr. and go, it wouldn't be prudent.
It wouldn't be prudent.
I can look at it and tell you're high gentleman quality.
He moved up in the world where he lives now, man.
Hell yeah.
Living on the island.
I'm on the East Coast.
It's fancy as fuck over there.
Nice. So is that like the Hamptons of your area?
Actually, we're about 20, 25 minutes out of town, so I'm in the boonies.
Oh, wow.
We used to be in the boonies, but the suburbs caught up with us
big time.
Quick.
Big time. I remember when we had no street lights, see the freaking galaxies out there. It was great.
Yeah.
You put those damn street lights out and screwed everything up.
I didn't realize Luna lives approximately 1.5 blocks from my house.
Yep. They've been causing some trouble ever since.
Hell yeah.
Yep, it's good
times. We trimmed the hedges in many small villages.
In partake of the women. Ah, beer. I love beer.
All right. Randy, sort of. You're not drinking fast enough.
I'm drinking fast enough.
At your house? No air conditioning?
No.
Afraid you're going to sweat beer all night?
Okay, so...
what type of beer do you drink, Brendan?
We were drinking... I drink whatever is given to me, for the most part.
Oh, okay.
I try and stay away from the, you know, the Miller Lights and the Bud Lights, but we're drinking a Belhaven Scottish Ale, which is very tasty.
Yeah, do you like that?
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah.
And a Black Butt Porter. That's what we're calling it.
If I get around to it, I'll send you a couple bottles from the island here. They've got a couple breweries on the island. Makes some pretty good beer.
Nice.
Hey, if you would, hit me up on Facebook and send me your address, and I'll mail you some seeds.
Okay. Sounds good.
You know, some wink-wink, nudge-nudge
seed.
And some instructions on what to do with them.
Yeah, well, I do videos every year on Facebook. So I've got 11 different varietals at the house, probably 20 million seeds in my stock. That's really not all that much, but
nice.
I'll be getting some seedlings pretty soon. I've got a big enough yard for it. I'll just take over the whole thing.
Put those down.
Yeah, we do need to do that fast. Yeah. So I'll be making videos of that too, showing the progress and or lack thereof if my dog gets to it or something like that.
If your dog gets to it, he'll be a sick dog that never touches him again.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've heard, yeah. We got lots of bunnies though, so we might have to do a platform thing. And
bunnies eat it, goats won't even eat tobacco.
Really?
Yeah. It's poison.
Good to know, good to know. It is poison, I love it. All right, so we're getting to about the end of this last third. Here, any thoughts on the cigar before we go to our review stage?
It definitely.
Whatever I got in the second, when it changed at the second part, it stayed that way throughout the rest of the cigar for me. Yeah. It never really changed in the final third.
And right near
it got very leathery for me in the last.
And right near the end, the spice picked up like a tenfold. Like I got spice at the yin yang at the end.
All on the lips. Yeah, very spicy. Yep. And not as hot as I thought it would be in the final little moments of it there.
Some good flavors, mostly, kind of dark, spicy coffee flavors, but, yeah, I wish the construction was better for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, hey. All right, so we are at the time for the reveal. So give it to us, Aaron. What is this sucker?
All right, so this is the Blanco 9 Robusto.
Oh, this was blended by Joe Torres.
So we did the review of the Lancero earlier in the year.
I've never even heard of the Blanco 9.
No.
I had construction issues with that one, too. I said almost the same thing. The flavors were great, but the construction was not good.
On the other one?
Yeah, the same thing.
So the Blanco 9.
We did a Blanco last year that was really good.
Yeah, the Liga de Familia, I think, was the one that was really good last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love that one.
If this is what I'm thinking of, the 9 by Blanco, is it David Blanco?
Yeah, it's David.
Yeah, David had this one blended for him by a good friend of mine named Joe Torres. Joe has his own line out now called the 113. And, if you like this cigar, if you like the JT Limitado, JT being Joe Torres, the 113 just continues that legacy of really great, intense flavors. Plus, the construction on the 113s are excellent as well. And Joe Torres, if you meet him, when you meet him, I mean, honestly, we all go into those shops where people try to out-judo your tobacco. You know what I mean? They look at you and they're like, oh, you like that cigar, huh? Mm-hmm. How about that Aganorsa Neat Leaf? How about that? You know, you want to smack them.
Yeah.
Joe Torres is one of these dudes, the guy that blended this cigar, that he just tries to make you feel good about yourself while you're in the store. And
nice.
He's just a hell of a good guy, and he's doing a great work with the 113.
Good. I like those kind of people.
I'll tell you what, I'll get some samples of it from Joe, and we'll do a blind man review on that one. If you guys are interested, I get free sticks all the time. I get as many as I want because I'm awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. So, as always, check us out at all the normal places you can find us. iTunes, Podomatic, Spreaker, iHeartRadio, Stitcher,
YouTube, Facebook, Twitter.
Don't forget, we have a new Facebook page. It's Calypso Cigar Review on Facebook.
And we still have the contest going.
We do still have the contest going. We have one more episode. Yeah. Yep. And then we'll release the winner of that on episode 76. And we're going to be heading out to IPCPR. Hopefully we'll come back with some samples to review. We'll see. Who knows? And do not forget to check out. Don't also forget. No, do.
What?
You know what I'm saying.
You're doing great.
You rock, go to Blind Man's Puff and read all those blind reviews. They got some great reviews up there of some cigars that you may have heard of, may not have heard of, but guess what? They do awesome job there.
They do. And are we going to hang on for 24 talk after we say goodbye to them?
Yes, we are.
Okay. So, guys, it was fun. Thank you, as always.
Yes, thank you for having us on.
Good times.
All right, so the show's not quite over because we do have to talk about the final episode of 24, episode 12, which is kind of weird, but that's what happened.
But they did cover it in a day.
They did, and it was just a giant leap. It was like from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m., something like that. Yeah.
And I didn't catch it at first until he said p.m. or whatever. Yeah. His, and I went, oh, okay, yeah, glad he said that, because I just saw the time clock and was like, eh, okay. What did you think?
I thought that it kicked some major ass.
It did. And obviously there are going to be spoilers here.
Yes, there is. So if you haven't watched the last episode.
We had a silent clock moment.
Yes, we did have a silent clock moment. We did lose somebody.
Yes. And so we'll start off with, as last we saw, Chloe had escaped the
Chinese bad guys. Yeah.
Chang-Chi, I think was his name. There you go. And so she's kind of hiding in the woods trying to get a hold of Jack. Mm-hmm. Jack and Kate are en route to try and... what were they trying to do there? They were trying to find the overrun.
They were trying to find him.
Because
he was on his way to a boat somewhere. And
they needed to prove that he was still alive.
So that the Chinese would back off, because they were trying to get in there and launch some missiles at us.
Oh, and Devane was awesome.
Yep. He was.
He was awesome.
He was.
Because he's trying to tell the Chinese president, we didn't do this. We're looking for proof to prove that this wasn't us.
And if you do cross that line, we're going to fire on
we
you.
We will attack. And it's like, and the way he said it was so divine.
Yep.
It was awesome. And then Kiefer had some badass moments.
Yep. In the midst of all that, Devane's daughter wound up getting the axe. So Audrey was gone.
Yep.
You're blocking our light, buddy.
You're blocking our light tree. And, we lost Audrey. It was so sad because they had just told Jack, Kate called Jack and said, everything's fine, she's safe. Mm-hmm. She didn't know we're hanging up, then boom, the second sniper pops up.
And I don't know if you saw it, but I saw it, but I think Jack had a almost suicidal moment there.
He did. I think exactly he did.
He played it that way. It was just like he had the gun there, he was sitting there.
He was getting ready to put it up to...
Yeah, he was just getting ready. He was like looking at it, getting ready to put it up to his head, and then...
He realized, shit's still going down, I need to go up there and...
Yep.
And then he went to that's what I liked about season 8 was when his girlfriend got killed in that season, and he just went ape shit and just went after everybody. Well, this one was just like that on steroids, because he just took over that boat and just got, or whatever that was. Yeah, I guess it was a boat.
Yeah.
And just went ballistic.
Yeah, he went full on crazy mode and just killed a shit ton of people.
Chopped a guy's head off.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep. So very, very good ending to what I consider a great season. It was very well paced.
I enjoyed the season. Left us with a cliffhanger.
Yes, we do have a cliffhanger.
And it was very poignant because Chloe had said to him, Chloe decided not to help him after they found that override machine and everything.
Yep.
And Jack still needed her help. She said, Jack, I'm done. Well, then she realized that she kind of is responsible for what's going on, so she asked Jack to let her help him and reminded him that she is his only friend.
Yep.
Well, the Russians have Chloe, so Jack gives himself up for Chloe to the Russians. So.
And his attitude about it, too, was just so flippant. He's like, the Chinese can break me. What can you guys do?
Yeah.
What's the worst you can do? Bring it.
But it was pretty poignant, and he looked at her and said, you are my best friend, and then he walked off, and you're like, oh, crap.
Yep, I got a little teared up.
Yeah, the Audrey thing. Yeah, if you don't know what the silent clock is at 24, anytime one of the big stars of the show or big characters of the show dies, they don't do that clock. They show the clock, but they don't do that stamping
bing,
noise.
Bing, 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 bing. Yep, it's gone for that little segment. So. Yeah.
And that's when you know someone's really dead.
Yep. So it was definitely a sad, bittersweet ending in multiple ways.
Oh, and then Devane's last lines were just heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking,
because you see Audrey's coffin with the American flag over it.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's talking to the British Prime Minister.
Yeah, he's talking to the British Prime Minister, who said, sorry. He's like, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to remember this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to remember that I had a daughter who died in such a tragic way. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh, man.
God.
It's like, wow, that was painful. It was hard to watch.
And you really think that at that point he probably wishes he had died when he was supposed to die.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Probably so.
But if he did, then he probably wouldn't have been able to hold off the Chinese.
Right. You know,
who else would have been able to do that better than him?
Would have given Jack the latitude he needed to make it happen.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, I loved the season. 12 episodes kind of sucks, but it's also kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I kind of hope they keep it that way.
Yeah, I'd be okay with 12 to 18 or 12 to 16 or something like that, you know.
Maybe jump time a little better than they did this time.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. Yeah.
But definitely thumbs up on the season and really hope there's a season 10.
I do, too. I'm really hoping that it does come back. It'd be a damn shame if it doesn't. And, you know, there's talk of him not coming back if they do bring it back, and I think it wouldn't be the same without Jack Bauer. And there was, you know, some characters that you could see carrying the show, but could they really carry the show?
I like Kate, but I don't know if she could carry the show, really. Yeah. She needs someone to play off of.
She definitely has her bad guy, you know, in Benjamin Bratt, if he gets loose somehow.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely a story there.
I think Kiefer's still interested in doing it. He really likes the character.
Yeah.
He said he was worried. I don't know if he was worried going into the season that he didn't know if he was going to be able to re-channel Jack again. But he said the second they started rolling, it was like done. He knew exactly how to play it.
Yep.
But I think it'll come back, and I think he'll be on it.
Yeah.
It won its time slot, and its ratings were up 18% this week over last week. So.
Yeah. I hope so. I really hope it does.
Me too.
We'll see. So anyway, that rounds out today's episode. We already did all the shout-outs and everything, so we're just going to – not shout-outs, but we did the where to find us. So we're going to go ahead and cut it loose. And thank you guys for watching. We'll be back after IPCPR with all the news about that.
Absolutely. See you later, Brandon.
See you later, Randy. It's been great smoking with you.
See you later, Brandon.
See you later, Randy.